Climate change creates a lot of problems. In Senegal, it's forcing people to leave for Europe. We're about to meet a man who has come up with a grassroots solution. In a neighborhood of Dakar called Pikine, sidewalk vendors sell peanuts, watermelons, and chicory coffee. Horses pull rickety carts. You can buy sneakers laid out on tarps on the sidewalk. Life takes place outside on these streets. Streets that can be inundated with water in heavy floods.
I said to myself, as an artist, I should do something about it.
This is Babacar Niang, but no one calls him that. He's a rapper who goes by Matador, and he's a legend in Senegal's hip-hop scene. He's also an activist. In 2005, when an especially bad flood hit this part of Dakar, he threw a concert to fundraise.
C'est parti de changement.
So, it all started with climate change.
That fundraiser grew into an organization which grew into this place, a cultural center in Pekin called Afrikulturban. I asked Matador about one of his best-known songs, Catastrophe, or Catastrophe, and he starts reciting the lyrics. Clouds piling up from the north announce the rain to come, he says. People's faces read worry first, then fear. With the first rains come the first wave of departures. Those who prayed for rain sure got their prayers answered. When you perform that, how do people respond?
They find themselves in what I'm singing because they encounter those difficulties too.
If Catastrophe describes the way climate is changing people's lives here, the song Tuki talks about the way young people are responding to those changes. They leave on boats for Europe. The song lists the countries: France, Belgium, Italy, Spain. All these places are great to earn a living, he sings, but after you travel, come back. Senegal is still your home.
When you perform Tuki and you say, travel is good, but it's better to come home, do people believe that also?
Yeah, because I'm an example of that. Every time I travel, I go, I do what I have to do, and then I come back.
In the late 90s, Matador was part of a popular Senegalese hip-hop group called BMG 44. They toured all over Europe. Everyone else in the group stayed there, but Matador came back to Senegal and started this organization. Now it's a buzzing hive of artistic activity. There's breakdancing classes, rap battles. Matador points out a stage they're building in an empty lot. Behind us is a brightly colored mural painted by another one of the center's stars. Denaba Sidibe goes by Zinx. Inside Afrikulturban, we pass a music studio and art gallery and an open-air hall where chairs are set up for an event later on. And we enter the graphic design room where we find Zanix herself. She's 32 and started tagging when she was just 18. At the time, she says, there were no other women in Senegal doing graffiti.
They had reaction like, whoa, a girl who's painting graffiti.
Hundreds of cans of spray paint are sorted by color along the wall.
My dream was to be a globetrotter with my beret and my spray.
And you have the beret and you have the spray.
Yeah, now. And traveling a lot and sharing my art.
And you now travel the world?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you want to stay in Senegal or would you like to go live in Europe?
Senegal is my country, is my first love. I'll stay in Senegal.
A lot of young people do not see a future for themselves in Senegal. Why do you think you feel differently?
For me, youth is the future. I'm young, and for me, I can change many stuff. We travel, and we go back here. We come back. We are always trying to show them how they can stay and work and to just create by themselves what they can do. But we are always trying.
asking people here whether they know anyone who's left Senegal for Europe is like asking people in Hollywood whether they know anybody who works in entertainment. Like, duh.
Yeah, most of my childhood friends are not in Senegal.
Sheikh Sey, or King Beat, is a producer at the Afrikult Urban Music Studio. Why did you stay?
I don't know. Maybe thanks to the music. I was trained here, and now I'm here. I work with many artists. Samba Jarambay, Iswisan, Jeba, Matador.
Oh, I've heard of him. He's only been producing for 4 years, and already he's working with some of the biggest names in Senegalese hip-hop.
Yeah.
He pulls up a music video for a song he produced. It's got 13 million views. Matador looks on, smiling like a proud parent.
Yeah. 15 years ago, I created this organization to give this generation this chance and opportunity.
Back in the courtyard, I realized that in our hours together, there was something I hadn't asked him about. Everybody here has a stage name, Zanix, King Beat. So how did he get the name Matador?
I don't know. Je sais même pas. C'est les amis parce que
when I get on stage, I become a different person.
Le matador, c'est le tueur.
The killer. The matador is the killer, le tueur. It's funny. Le matador, c'est un tueur. The matador is a killer. You are saving lives. You're helping people stay here and make art and find a place for themselves. It's the opposite of a matador.
Mais ça s'explique parce que le matador, c'est celui qui a...
The matador fights the bête noire, the black beast. The black beast, for us, is the system. So I'm fighting the system. But I don't fight it alone. I give young people weapons to combat the system, to combat poverty. These opportunities are the weapons.
The matador is sharpening his blade. We've been talking about people who leave Africa for Europe, but 80% of African migration is within the continent. So Senegal is not just a departure country, it's also a destination. Tomorrow, we meet people who came here fleeing climate change in other parts of Africa.
Actually, there's no place like home. No matter what, I feel to be home.